From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The nation's economy has been growing at a slightly faster pace than it did in the spring. The Commerce Department says economic growth edged up during the third quarter, but NPR's Giles Snyder reports the growth remains too weak to bring down the lingering high unemployment rate anytime soon.
The Commerce Department says Americans opened their wallets more during the third quarter, boosting gross domestic product, the broadest measure of economic growth, to a 2% annual rate. That matches what analysts expected and is better than the second quarter's 1.7% annual rate. Still, it's not enough to put a dent in unemployment, which at 9.6% remains stubbornly high. This latest snapshot of how the economy is faring is a key factor as the Federal Reserve weighs its options to spur the slow recovery. The Fed is meeting next week, and policymakers are widely expected to announce a plan to buy more Treasury bonds to help drive interest rates lower. But it's unclear just how big the bond buying program will be. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
For the second time this month, shots have been fired at the Marine Corps Museum near the nation's capital. NPR's Kerry Johnson says this latest incident could be linked to three recent episodes at military sites in the region.
The FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force is looking for suspects and motives in the shootings. They all took place overnight or in the early morning hours, when buildings were empty and no one has been hurt. Last night's incident came hours after the FBI announced shootings at the Pentagon, the Marine Corps Museum, and a Marine recruiting center had all been matched to the same weapon. The FBI is asking the public to stay alert and to share any tips with investigators. They say security for the Marine Corps Marathon Sunday will be increased in response to the shootings as a precaution. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The Halliburton Company is acknowledging it did not perform a critical test on the final formulation of cement that was used to seal BP's oil well in the Gulf. The blowout of that well triggered the massive oil spill. A presidential commission has said the tests that were done by Halliburton showed the cement to be unstable. The company counters that those tests were preliminary because final conditions of the well weren't known at the time. Relief workers are having trouble coping with a shortage of boats as they try to get supplies to survivors of a tsunami that devastated coastal villages in Indonesia this week. Julia Simon says elsewhere in that country, a volcano eruption has also caused damage, deaths, and displacements.
Tens of thousands are displaced and living in government camps. The camps are not far from the holy Buddhist temple, Borobudur, in Java. Some evacuees ate instant noodles for dinner tonight, but others await donations of water and food. The evacuees will spend the night in communal tents and schools. For NPR News, I'm Julia Simon in Jakarta.
Stocks are lower at this hour. The Dow Industrial's off 25 points. This is NPR News. North Korean troops have fired two rounds at a South Korean guard post in the demilitarized zone today. South Korean troops fired back. No one was injured in the incident. President Obama begins a final blitz of campaigning today before next Tuesday's elections. He heads to Virginia for a rally for Democratic Congressman Tom Perriello. It's the first time the president has campaigned for an individual House member this year. The San Francisco Giants are up 2-0 in the World Series after drubbing the Texas Rangers 9-0. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the Giants are halfway to their first world championship in more than half a century.
Of all the pre-World Series predictions, this was not one of them. After two games, the low-scoring Giants would be outscoring the powerful Rangers 20-7. But it's happened, thanks to San Francisco being in a hitting groove and feasting on weak Texas pitching. Case in point, last night's 8th-inning, 7-run explosion. Texas relief pitchers walked in two San Francisco runs, then gave up hits that scored 5 more. Meanwhile, Giants pitchers, starter Matt Cain and relievers, held Texas scoreless. After two straight games of getting whooped, Texas manager Ron Washington stayed upbeat.
There's still a lot of baseball left to be played. We certainly don't feel like we're defeated. They took care of us in their ballpark. Now we headed back to ours.
Game 3 is tomorrow in Texas. Tom Goldman, NPR News, San Francisco.
The National Transportation Safety Board is looking into what caused a 1-by-2-foot hole in the fuselage of an American Airlines jet that suddenly lost cabin pressure during a flight to Boston. The incident occurred late Tuesday. The plane returned safely to Miami, its departure point. No one was injured. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for